Well, you know, San Antonio is unique in being recession-proof if you join the military. And so, ladies and gentlemen, reporting for basic training at Lackland, Airman Basic Michael Feldman. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, tough love, military is for me, I think. Tough love is better than no love at all. You know, after 24 years of marriage, I could do 8.5 weeks with a master sergeant in my face, standing on my head, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you'd have to be standing on his, too, to be in my face. Some reservations about the haircut. It's the only thing that's stopping me, because, you know, it looks like, you know, you're trying to evade the balding situation by cutting it all off. Don't like to see that in a guy. Because you can still see the outline where the hair would be.
Would be.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that's stopping me. But I used to be a wingman in high school, so I feel pretty good about it. I was the window guy.
Yeah, you rode shotgun.
Shotgun, yes. But once I get a look at my flat feet, I guess it may be all off, I guess. I do have flat feet. So probably keep my day job for the time being, but I'm seriously considering it. It is 8.5 weeks, though. It used to be like 6.5, right? Or 6? Yeah. I don't know what that is. Great to be here in beautiful San Antonio. Thank you so much for having us back. I knew you'd call. I just had to wait out the Bush administration, and you called just like that, immediately. Here at Trinity University, beautiful Trinity University, the only Trinity University. The only one, except no substitutes. This is, of course, the city where if Santa Ana had tried to take the Alamo Dome, they would have given it to him. Gladly. You might have been content with the monster car concession, and a lot of unpleasantness would have been avoided, I think. Forbes magazine, paraphrasing Davy Crockett, said, "You can go to hell, I'm going to San Antonio." Ladies and gentlemen, that's what they said. The number one pick to ride out this little economic unpleasantness we're having right now. Yes. It's not recession-proof or anything, but it's pretty darn close. I got my little place all picked out to 2,000,005. If that's in 2007 dollars, I could probably get a down payment on that. But hillside cul-de-sac, old world estate with dome and stone outbuildings, 3 fireplaces, with sanctuary and bell tower, the San Jose Mission. It's the guy who showed it to me said it's available immediately, too. Sounds perfect, actually. In all the San Antonio news that isn't, Metro Water District drowns. Mayor Hardberger extends term limits but neglects to include himself. He's forced to swap jobs with Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for that. A compromise on 281 tollway. There's a toll heading north and a refund heading south. Thank you very much. The new Inky Word football team. That's exciting. Inky Word has got a football team, the Fighting Tiffanies of Inky Word, ladies and gentlemen. They will play in the Alamo Dome. So finally, we've got a team in there, and pretty exciting. A landline phone found in older prisoner's rear end. These older guys don't quite get the technology. Discovered when he tried to conceal a fax machine and a copier as well. The Brownsville DA indicts Dick Cheney, but a subpoena is almost impossible to serve in an undisclosed location. Unless it's the undisclosed location Texas prisoners use. I guess they could serve it there, for all I care. Grand Hyatt renamed the Pretty Good Hyatt. Just about done one of these days, Hyatt. The condos are nice, actually, but they do look pretty much like a room at the Hyatt. You know, cement ceilings and the honor bars and the foam pillows. And I don't know. In Austin, they've begun rebuilding the burned-out governor's mansion after getting a guarantee from Rick Perry that he would not use his hair blower again. I don't think he's going to keep that promise. Rock and roll San Antonio Marathon, such a success. Next year, the Conjunto Marathon, ladies and gentlemen. 30,000 accordions. evangelical Christmas coming to Riverwalk, where participants actually walk on the river. I'm coming back for that. The USS San Antonio is leaking money. A lot of problems with that ship. Things are so bad, actually, Somali pirates even refused to board it. Trinity University successfully compels Trinity Matchbook School to drop the Trinity from its name. Okay. County commissioners to be seated Commissioner Wolf, and so on. In Austin, it may be taps for tax. Taps, I say, for tax. See, aren't you sorry? When you were in school, you had to know something. Now it's no longer required. 2,000-year-old restaurant chairs found in annual river drain. Ghost of LBJ seen on the Perdonales. As Democrats make gains in Texas. The ghost of LBJ, let me start again on that one. The ghost of LBJ was seen on the Perdonales. Oh, never mind. Consumers urged not to purchase cell phones from prison inmates. The State Board of Education to make evolution optional. And the Wisconsin Badgers, ladies and gentlemen, willing to get down on their hands and knees this year and beg for the Alamo Bowl. That's all the news that isn't from San Antonio and surrounding environs. Thank you for having us here.